Support for Mental Health Matters comes from Brookdale East Wichita, where programming helps meet the unique needs of early, middle, and late stages of Alzheimer's and other dementia. More at brookdale.com.
Many of us are probably familiar with behavioral addictions, shopping, sex and relationships, social media, etc. Yet as of the latest revision to the diagnostic manual used across the mental health sector, only one behavioral addiction is officially recognized: gambling. Does that mean you can eat, skydive, or stare at your phone all day with impunity? Clearly not. Use disorders, more commonly known as addictions, are characterized by unhealthy or unsustainable relationships with the behavior in question. Just as there is a line between having a glass of wine with dinner or blacking out in a pile of beer cans each night, similar lines exist between the healthy pursuit of any hobby and spending an unhealthy amount of time or money in pursuit of that behavior. A handful of cookies for dessert is usually fine. Sneaking down to the basement after the rest of your family is asleep to eat a case of cookies is probably not fine. Broadly speaking, if you are ashamed of your behavior, if you hide the behavior from loved ones, if it has caused you to lose a job or put you in financial debt or even caused you physical harm, there is a possibility that a once healthy hobby has become a use disorder, even if it is not yet listed in the diagnostic manual. If this is the case, please seek an understanding therapist now or be able to refer one to someone you love. For KMUW, I'm Eric Littweiler.